Hey there, folks, MB here. I know we said we were on holiday this month and there wouldn't be an episode, but we weren't gonna just leave you in nothing now, were we? Hope you enjoy this little mini-sode.
How do people feel about, like, splitting the bill on a first date? Like, where do you stand with that?
Well, as a guy, like, I always think it's nice to pay. I think it's always nice to sort of... I don't know how it's received. I think it's kind of... I don't know if it's, like, some sort of... sort of deep down issue to show you can provide, because women want to be provided for in a natural sort of sense. But I've always tried to just, I mean, I'm just like a giver like that, you know, in terms of money and stuff. Like, I will just buy people things. That's just my way. I suppose it's all love languages and things like that. But yeah, how do you feel, like, in terms of, it's more the woman topic for me, because I think the man's expected to pay.
So in my opinion, I feel like for the first few dates, I would 100% go halves with them, because I hate the thought of people paying for me, because I feel like I owe them something. So, like, for example,
this is why you end up dogging.
Not exactly. but, like, if, for example, he paid on, like, the first date and I didn't enjoy the first date, I'd feel really bad that he'd forked out that money and I didn't want to see him again. I feel like if we would just both comfortably pay half the bill each, I could then feel happy if I never seen him again. But like getting there, if a few dates in, if it's going well and we think, oh yeah, like it's relationship material.
Show me the money.
Like, I don't mind him then paying for like something, and then I like maybe pay for like something like the next time. Like, but yeah, I feel like I'd feel more comfortable if I was in a relationship with someone to let them pay rather than like on the first few dates.
What's your thought? You swing both sides of the fence, so you've got the man and the woman in these situations.
Who pays that?
Fucking just spin round till you're out of cash.
But I think I always offer to go halves on it. I like somebody to offer to pay for it, because I think it's a polite, nice gesture. But I wouldn't like to take their money straight off and say, yeah, you're definitely paying for it. I'd like them to offer to, but I'd always counter that with that we split it. And I'd prefer to split it just so that I didn't feel bad about taking money. I don't know if they can afford it or not.
Have you ever been on a date where yous have paid and the guys...
Yeah.
Like, I would feel... Emily's shaking her head. I generally don't know how I would feel if the woman said, no, I'll get this, it's fine. I don't know if, like, your sort of alpha male starts like and starts like raising up. Do you know what I mean? It's like feeling like I'm less of a man for not paying.
Like sugar mommy.
I mean, if there's any sugar mommies out there, I'll take one. Fucking eight times a rat.
Like, don't get me wrong. I feel like Emily said, I'd like them to offer to pay because it shows like
kind gesture.
Yeah, but then be happy for us to split the bill, because I've been on a date before and this lad said to me, like, he didn't even intend to pay for it, like, us both. He just went, so we're splitting the bill. And I thought, see, I'm not mad at it, but I just feel like I was expecting you to offer just so that I could counteract with, oh no, we're gonna split it.
Right, this is where, right, as guys, you've turned around and went, oh no, we'll split it. Right. Because the guy's gone straight to your point of what you want.
No.
You went, fuck this guy. We have no hope,
like,
sometimes.
No, it's a really good point. I know. I feel like it's kind of like, yeah, I see your point. Don't get me wrong. Like,
do you see how fucking mental you
are? Yeah,
as a fucking species. Seriously.
Yeah.
Fuck, she's stunned. I've got her stunned.
No, because like, I'm not going to... No, it's...
Oh,
I feel like
the guy in my dreams, right? And we went out for this amazing Big Mac, right? And everything was going so well. And oh my God, he helps his nana with cancer on a weekend. And he walks over the kids' roads. Oh, it's beautiful. But you know what? He just wanted to split the bill straight away. Fuck that cunt. Seriously?
And I just also point out that this is the second time you've mentioned a date. And it seems like your ideal date is to go for a Big Mac.
I know, you tried to hint something there.
This is why I should never, ever, ever do a podcast when I haven't had my tea. Oh. And it's the weekend. It's a bank holiday weekend. And yeah, who doesn't want to smash a burger on a weekend?
I want to smash something on a weekend.
Wow. Hey.
Wow.
Anyway, all the dogging spots will be added to the
podcast. You know where to find me tonight. Yeah.
I don't think anyone. Yeah, turn up in your white vans and she'll be.
well-known dogging spot on the website.
Just don't lock the door. She's happy to hang out of it. She's fine. like pass the parcel, won't it?
Oh, dear. I think it's because men seem to be providers on traditionally.
Just natural. Yeah, exactly. Natural deep down. So I think I would always offer. But obviously, if I met Emily T in the middle of the night and stuff, yeah, I think I'd be left with, I thought, my God, we're going to go half, going to go Dutch. I just, I couldn't handle it.
I just think it's nice if someone volunteers to like pay for it, but then you're like.
But I think it's that classic thing, isn't it, with guys? Like when guys do so, I don't know if you know this, but I'm going to probably break bro code here, so stop shouting at me, men. But when men do something nice, generally, it's the classic joke of we're offering dick. Literally, we open a door open for you. It's like, hey, do you want some dick? So when we're paying for a meal, it's like, I hope this leads somewhere.
No, because
there is intention behind it.
Yeah, that's what I mean by it, right? So I'm bad for it. I am actually ridiculously bad for it.
Offering dick?
No, because
it's
honestly,
got one in
right,
a draw.
And I really shouldn't feel this way about it. And this is like probably a really bad thing to think because, you know, I'm all for like girls and like supporting girls and all that shit, right?
That shit. But instantly dismissed it. I'm all you girls. Fuck off.
More for feminism.
But basically, I have this thing where, like I'm saying, like if a man was to pay for a bill, I would feel like I owed him something. And that thing that I owed him, I feel like I'd feel guilty if I then didn't give it to him. And I know that's a really shitty thing to think, and it really is a really bad thing to think. But like, for example, if someone did pay for the date, I'd be thinking, oh God, like I feel really guilty now. I'll blow you.
Yeah, well, what you should do in this instance is let him pay, give him something back, and then when he ends up with crabs, like 3 weeks later, whatever, there you go. You're even.
Lesson learned.
You squits. I don't know if you've seen this, right? It flashed up on my phone. There was a woman stuck with a $3,100 dinner bill after her blind date refused to pay for the 23 family members she brought along.
What?
So the guy's obviously turned up for this meal, right, with 23 of her family members. He sat there. They've had a nice slap-up dinner, over $3,000 worth, but then he just went, fuck it, I'm paying, and left her with a bill.
Who goes up to a date? 23 family members.
I mean, the previous stories we've just told, I get being aware, but when you start bringing your fucking...
That's excessive.
Your great auntie Edness, right?
I'm actually gobsmacked. Like, who would... I mean, some people are questionable, but...
I mean, there she is there. I'm not, like I say, I want thingy.
Oh, my God.
I mean, she's a pretty enough lass and everything, but not to the point... I mean, that's serial killer vibes for me.
That's... Like, why would you... Why? Who would even think about doing that? But I mean, some people are really questionable, aren't they? People think that's normal.
What would you do in that situation if you rock up and he sat there with, like, you know, his fucking Uncle Tom, and then like even just one family member? One family member's weird, isn't
it? Yeah.
23? The family tree turns
up. Did he know that he was coming to a fucking birthday party?
Well, I'm guessing not. It's a fucking... That's mental.
You just show up to a date, and whoever it is that... the meeting has brought their entire extended family with them. How do you react in that situation?
I know what's happened here.
I'm so confused.
They thought, you know what, right? It's Auntie Betty's 70th birthday next week, right? Let's find a mug. I'll bring him along, and then we'll try and shift him with the bill at the end of the night.
You think? I actually think she looks a bit Russian, so I kind of feel like she's after a green card here.
I think she's a bit Russian. How do you tell that?
She does look a bit Russian.
She looks a bit Russian. She looks a bit like...
Model.
I was going to do the accent then. I'll probably get like told off for it, but...
I feel like all Russians look like models, so I think she, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's and then not offend went... any Russians here.
Yeah, especially not with Putin.
I think I've just complimented them, really.
Well,
if you are listening, Putin, can I just say, can you stop it, please? Anyway, right, go on. That's him told. Right, go on. Yeah.
And she is very pretty, like.
Yeah, she's pretty, but I don't think she's 23 family members pretty.
No.
I mean, yeah, if she...
I would honestly say...
There's guys there going, if she brought a sister. But, like...
I don't think I would have even got that far into the day to even be stuck with the bill. I think I would have been out there the minute I saw the 23.
Okay, so who's the arsehole?
She is.
Yeah, but is he an arsehole for staying?
Mind you, for staying, feel like...
It says here she got stuck with the bill. So she's annoyed he hasn't paid at the end. So he stayed for the meal.
Right. He probably should have been out there the minute he saw everyone.
So is he the asshole for going on?
I don't think he's an asshole for staying for the meal. I think he's just an idiot.
An idiot.
Yeah.
But did she actually intend for him to go halves with her to like pay for everyone there? Did nobody think that they would just pay for themselves? Like, this is, there's so many questions.
I mean,
did she intend to go halves with him, or did she intend for him to pay
the whole bill? Yeah.
I think she's obviously expected him to pay. That's high maintenance city, that, isn't it?
Yeah, that's,
yeah, I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah, there's going Dutch, but then there's bringing the whole fucking Dutch nation run away to your fucking table, isn't there?
There's no excuse. She is the arsehole, 100%.
If you ever see somebody going for a date and you see somebody with 23 family members around them, run.
I don't even speak to fucking two of my fucking family members. 23 of them.
I know. I don't even have that many family members.
I don't think I even have that many.
That's mental, that.
I do have that many family members. I don't even know them.
You turned up for a McDonald's, you haven't been in a fucking mosh pit. That's mental.
Thanks for listening to our little minisode. Don't forget to follow us on all the socials at Same Genus Pod, and we'll be back next month as normal. See you soon.